Technically, it's still autumn until the solstice, which is on December 21st. That's when winter officially begins. But if you ask commentator John Moe what season we're in now, he'll have another kind of answer.
It's elf season. It seems like every time I turn on the television, I see little people wearing pointy shoes cavorting about moronically with Santa. They fill me with dread and confusion. It wasn't always like this. Sure, I never used to find the idea of dwarfs in pixie outfits all that hilarious, though it never really bothered me. But 2 years ago, my daughter Kate was born with dwarfism, and I, a white hetero male, began to see life from the perspective of a minority group, and one that is made to look completely ridiculous on national television on an annual basis. When we got Kate's diagnosis, my wife and I were pretty freaked out about what kind of life she would have. We were assured that she would be pretty much like anyone else, just not very tall. I guess what we feared most was that other people would laugh or gawk at her for being different. Over time, however, I've come to believe that, aside from putting up with a few inevitable jerks, Kate's life will be fairly ordinary. But then I see little people in commercials jumping around in little felt outfits. Are these the step and fetchets of dwarfs? Maybe. Or maybe they're working actors. They certainly know, as I did in my former life as an actor, that a national commercial or a solid run at a professional theater pays the kind of money that you don't turn down. And maybe they're just playing a part. Maybe elves, not dwarfs, but elves, are kind of ridiculous. The pointy shoes would certainly indicate as much. But everyone in the whole Christmas spectacle is sort of absurd. From the obsessively benevolent Santa to his oddly doting wife to the reindeer with an abnormally luminescent nose. And maybe having been little people their whole lives instead of just being related to one for a couple of years like me, they don't take the whole thing as seriously as I do. I hope average-sized folks watching those commercials will realize that there are some pretty smart people wearing those deeply stupid costumes.
John Moe is a host and producer at member station KUOW in Seattle.